Okay, let's do this.
I've had three outfit changes today.
Three? Oh, shit.
Hey, hey, you about the freestyle? Hey, hey. Hey, I like this.
Right? Little remix.
Okay.
Hey. I was looking for affection, so I decided to go. Swing that in my direction, I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection, just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me. Suck it to me like you want it to. Ooh, I can take it like a boom, you know. Doing long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping mess like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is go. And when you say go, I won't move slow. I'm at your house around midnight. Don't fall asleep. It'll just be me on a late night creep. I'ma show you things that you can't believe. Jump in this B.E.D. And won't you suck it to me? Oh, won't you suck it to me? Ooh, I suck it to me like you wanted to. Ooh, I can take it like a boom. Oh, doing long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping mess like some Crisco. All you gotta say is go. When you say go, I won't boom slow. Ooh, I suck it to me like you want to. Ooh, I can take it like a boom.
Man, that's the way you start off a motherfucking show.
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
Welcome to the motherfucking Ratchet Aunties Podcast. Pow, pow, pow. I am your TT Camille J.
And I'm your TT Aaron. What's up?
Now, hold on. We can't skate past that because that was one of my favorite songs, okay? And then for them to do it justice like that,
come on. So, I've been following this girl, Leia, right? She is like R&B goodness. Okay, she is R&B goodness. So she did a remake of Missy's, Ooh, I suck it to me like you want to. Ooh, right? And she is such an eclectic artist. Everything about her, like as far as vocally, is exactly what you want to hear. Yeah, like in R&B.
She killed that shit.
But she is so fucking weird and I love it. Like, I'm going to show you the video later. She's like, she's weird as shit. And I like weird bitches. So yeah. This is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So, what's going on?
Well, outside of it sounds like I have a frog in the back of my throat. I'm okay. But unfortunately, this is self-inflicted. So, you know, no need to shake your head, mister. You know when you get happy, you around the people you love, everybody just chilling, celebrating, hey, y'all, we hungry. Yeah, we
keyword
hungry.
Celebrate.
Celebrate, right. Just celebrating just because you woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I decided to take it upon myself to get the largest root beer float that I could get. And to make it even worse is that they didn't even put that much ice cream in it.
But how often do you eat said ice cream?
Once a year, shit don't.
The key is shit don't.
Yeah, dairy ain't my friend.
That's because we allergic to that shit, but they don't want to talk about it like that until it's something like serious. Like, nigga, my breathing is serious.
Right. Hey, but you want to know what's crazy? So when I used to train my clients, right? They'd be like, ooh, I want macaroni and cheese and grilled cheeses and all that other stuff.
Cheese.
I said, okay, cheese. Cheese is cool, right? Yeah. I said, so what happens when you wear your white shirts and you look at your armpits? And she said, what? I said, what color are the armpits of your white shirts after you wear them for a while? She was like, they're like yellowish. I said, the same color as cheese, right?
Are you telling me cheese makes your sweat yellow?
What I'm saying is it's going straight to the excretory. Okay? So you're eating pus and it's coming out in your lymphatic system. That's why I sound like this now, so I'm mad at my fucking self. So, yeah. I am officially a fucking mouth breather.
Damn. Now you gotta be a mouth breather for a week.
Yeah, that shit ain't cool. That mean your breath is hot, your lips cracked. You know how that is. You know how that is.
None of that sounds fun. But let me tell you what to sound fun.
Hack 'em. Sorry. So sorry.
Let me tell you what sounds fun. Okay? Mouth spitting. Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah.
Hey, man.
So as long as it's not filled with mucus, okay, please.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Wait.
Feel free, you know?
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. It sounded fun. So I was scrolling on my Twitter, and I opened it up, and it was a man, okay?
Ooh, we like men.
I like man them, okay? So it was a man standing over his phone, right? And he had a good build because you could see his whole body in said frame, right?
Uh-huh.
He had on drawers. They was tiny. Okay?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. We like those. We do. Okay? So, had on drawers. We could see his thighs. Okay? See a little bit of glute.
Oh, yeah.
But what we was concerned about was, as I'm looking at said camera and he looking at me at said camera, then something drops out of his mouth and it just drops. On the camera.
Yeah, I wasn't ready.
And I said,
So first she sees it, y'all.
And I see it.
She talking about something. It's nasty.
I like it.
And I said, oh God, I want to see, but I don't want to see at the same time.
Yes, she do. You always want to see.
I do.
You always want to see. It's good stuff to look at. But I'm telling you, if he was a ugga booger for some of y'all, y'all wouldn't like it.
Ugga booger.
Because I don't want to say ugly. Because there's no such thing as ugly. That's all subjective. So if he was somebody who you didn't find attractive, then perhaps you wouldn't find the act attractive.
Okay, I can't agree with you on that, but there are some ugly people, sis. I'm sorry. They exist.
Okay.
There's pretty people and then there's ugly people. Oh, no, you're not doing that.
Are they in ugly circumstances? Are they poor? Name three ugly people. Are they poor?
Oh.
No. 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 Because there is no way that the blackest of black man can be ugly. Definitely not. He just has acne issues, and then we're going to put him and Trick Daddy in the same place because Trick Daddy has lupus. If his skin was smooth, see, we not going to acne shame. I acne shame all the time, side note. First off. But is he black?
No.
Okay, then. There is no black person who is ugly to me.
And a hush comes over the crowd.
Is he black? All right.
I didn't know what to say.
Well, oh God. I don't find people of color unattractive. I'm sorry. Oh. As a matter of fact, I am now at a place where I'm like, you know what? It was racism. It was racist of me to not even like certain accents.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was unattracted
to like heavy Indian accents for a long time. Like traditional, like the thick, like I did not like those accents. I didn't like it.
He died.
I didn't like it.
He died.
I ain't like it.
For real, I used to love it, especially the song "Who Loves a Quickie Mart."
See, no.
I do.
See, that's what I'm saying. That it sounds like a character, and it doesn't sound like a person I'd like to fuck. You know?
Oh, isn't that... That would be odd. Oh, turn around. Let me beat it from the back.
But if that's your voice, though...
I know.
Now I had to rethink it.
Lift your leg.
I had to rethink it and be like, you know what?
Put your pussy right here. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Now, you know we gonna get in trouble for that.
I know, but...
Because you know auntie culture is really India. When we hashtag aunties, we hear y'all out there. I done seen our stats in India.
No, but
y'all be picking us up.
But I'm not making fun of them. I like it. No, for real. Okay, for real.
Okay.
Let me just clarify.
There's an Indian friend group right now just sitting there talking around, and they like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, shit. It's part of the culture.
I'ma die if y'all like, yeah, bitch.
Hey, I'm just saying.
The fuck? If y'all start off any sentence with the fuck, I'ma die.
That's funny though.
So ugly is a myth.
I don't believe it's true.
Oh. For black people.
Oh, especially for black people. I don't believe it's true at all for us. No. Oh. I don't believe it's a thing. I don't believe it's a thing. Black is beautiful. Period.
Okay.
So anywho, so a black man was on my screen.
Oh yeah.
And it spit on his camera.
Yeah.
And I said, let me go back and see what else he's got on his go back and see what else you got on your page there, sir. You got me. You got me.
You got me.
Click. Received. Okay. So I clicked on there. And as I clicked, this gentleman is somebody who y'all be liking and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? Caramel skinned, big beard, big body. Okay, pause. Who's ugly? No, say it again. As in Mr. This guy?
Tabo guy?
Nah, he looks like Seal. So no, black is beautiful.
He does look like
Seal. He's Seal without the craters. Acne.
Yes, he is.
He is Seal.
That was so accurate.
Damn. You can't do it. No, black is beautiful. And even when people start to get on Flavor Flav, I'm like, but his skin is actually some of the best looking, like clear.
Dark skin.
And I can see how. It's just like, okay, no, y'all just don't like his hair.
You so positive.
Because all of the things that we consider fine about people is superficial shit. Besides things that are like universal beauty standards, which are like, oh, well, now you're extremely beautiful if you're brown skinned, but you have a different color eye color other than brown.
That's true.
Now that immediately makes you more attractive than somebody who has just brown eyes.
That's true.
Now, if you have a 2A curl pattern, then you are more beautiful than somebody with 4C.
Yeah,
so it's just, what are we deciding this on?
Yeah. It's just a way to divide us.
It's a way to divide us. Man. Black is beautiful. Clearly, did nobody think that nigga was that ugly if they kept letting him fuck? Because that's different.
I mean, but everybody look the same when the light's off.
Oh my God, that's a lie. Now, see, that's a lie.
If it's pitch ass black no, in the
somebody
room?
Looks more like a demon when the lights is off, honestly. Now you dealing with shadows.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, if you basing it off of that. That's like, you're not fucking in a club with good lighting.
I can't win with her.
You fucking in the house.
I can't win with her, guys.
Now you just seeing somebody just, hell no, nah, nigga. The fuck? I'm sorry. Ooh. Anywho, so let's talk about inflation. What's going on with that? I'm tired of being outside.
I'm tired of being inside, talking about going outside, still being inside. The fuck?
That's because when you go outside, you not staying outside. You going outside to go inside.
Right. And it still costs too much. The fuck?
Everywhere is expensive to live, is expensive to die, is expensive. Speaking of dying.
What?
The queen did, y'all. Am I supposed to clap? I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
You're blatantly racist, ma'am.
Is she or, you know, what do you, how do you feel? How do you feel about it?
I feel like since, what's her name, Megan?
Oh, this is recent. Yes. Recent, yes,
this is racism. This is okay. Recent. And I don't want to take it off the queen, but in order for Megan to come out to say, I really just want to be seen as a biracial woman. And for her to say, I know, we're going to come back to that. Okay. So for her to,
go ahead.
For her to say that, I'm thinking like, so that mean that you couldn't be black around the queen at all. He left completely from the compound of royalty-ness and was like, hey guys, you can't keep fucking with my wife, you know? Like, this is weird.
I feel you.
And have you seen her teeth? I mean,
well, that's a lot of British people, though.
I get it.
They don't. Again, that's your Americanized version of beauty. Because in England, they literally have some of the worst teeth on, like, on as far as, like, social, like, having money and wealth. They have a lot more fucking money. So it's not about that. They just don't care about their teeth like that.
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
Benjamin Franklin.
And it ain't got shit to do with
wooden teeth.
With the... I ain't fucking with you today. I am not fucking with you today.
Historically, they just don't care. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Right, and I get it. And it's not even from a standard of beauty to me, because the teeth also indicate what the fuck is going on in your body. So if your gums and shit ain't healthy, and then your teeth look like Tales from the Crypt Keeper, and your skin is supposed to look like porcelain doll shit, because you know she still put that shit on her skin in order for her to look... My bad, rest in peace. But I'm just saying... If your skin looking like that, your teeth looking like that, fuck is up with your health.
But I'm just saying, she looked like Betty White, and Betty White lived... How old was Betty White when she died?
99? 100?
The queen was 98.
Yeah.
She was 96? I thought she was 98. God damn it. Betty White or the queen? Betty White then lived in real situations.
Yeah, and she was still spry. The queen got
guards. But I mean, I say all of that to say, Harry leaving the castle has less to do with his great-grandma being... or I'm sorry, his grandma being racist, or his parent and stepmama / the mistress, now new wife... Mm-hmm. Being racist. I feel like the queen, we don't know if the queen is actually racist. We didn't know.
Well, for her to be fucking 96 years old, I think that would tell you enough about her, how racist she was. The bitch, excuse me, the queen was 96.
There were black queens before her.
96 is racist as fuck, people, sis.
We can't know.
In the 20s, white and British.
You're racist.
That guarantees racism?
Fuck yeah!
But Betty White wasn't racist?
She wasn't a colonizer, though.
But who did...
She was American.
Who did Queen Elizabeth colonize?
Africa?
Queen Elizabeth colonized Africa?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes, the British Empire?
When they were like, the British are coming, it was her? It was her?
It was them.
It was her.
It was
her daddy, you know?
It was her daddy.
Yes.
So now we basing the sins off the father to the daughter. Yes. I'm just saying, what did she do?
She upheld everything that was already in place.
Okay.
You perpetuated the cycle.
Okay. I feel you. I don't know the bitch, so I'm going to say, as far as for I...
That's why Black Twitter is going crazy today, and that's why Irish Twitter is going crazy.
I mean, Irish Twitter is going up, and technically...
had to bow to...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that, but my great-granddaddy, who was Irish, he ain't want my great-grandmama neither, so he ain't like black people neither. So how he ended up with all black family, I don't know. But, you know, you know, that's what happens when you fuck black bitches. Hey,
There's that.
All I got as far as for her and her family, I feel like the more we get into their politics and the less we care about what's going on in America, she just needed to die. You know what I mean? She was old, so it was time.
She lived her life.
She lived her life already. She was 90 plus.
Well, wouldn't he?
Sorry to that lady. You know what I mean?
You really got me stuck on this wooden teeth shit.
Because,
like,
I mean, Benjamin Franklin had wooden teeth. That's all I know. British people don't care about their teeth. Boom.
Damn.
And then a lot of them trying to fuck up.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Benjamin Franklin.
It wasn't Benjamin Franklin? Nah. Okay.
Having wooden teeth is crazy, but hey, man, I can't have dinner tonight. I got termites.
Well, I mean, it might be easier for somebody to make your dentures if you lose them.
Hey, man, I got that oak tree in the back. You know, I'll go ahead and get you a good set.
Hey, you know, the maples was actually lasting longer than the ash teeth. Okay.
Washington. George Washington. Washington?
Okay, whatever. I don't pay attention to white history. So that's why I said she did what? Okay, I don't care. What did she do again?
Yeah, we learned about
all
that.
Was she an advocate? Oh, okay. Was she an ally? Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
It
says when the Queen Elizabeth dies, Charles immediately became King of Australia.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay.
This is because the rules of succession in relation to the crown of Australia, while controlled by Australia and part of Australian law, are kept consistent with British rules.
So why Australia cooler than Britain?
They're not.
No, the people literally are.
They're nicer. Because
that's what I mean. Why they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they so oppressed because they burned some shit of ours down in Australia too.
No,
didn't they?
I don't pay attention to white laws. What they do?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Okay, getting too far.
Listen,
because
I'm gonna tell y'all somebody died when they didn't, or I'm gonna tell you somebody held a specific law that they didn't. I don't know.
I'm just okay. I'm sorry.
I don't fucking know.
Colonized
everywhere.
Yes, and then she's been in the way for almost
96 years.
But I mean, she wasn't the queen the whole time she was born.
Well, no,
she didn't become queen since she was what, 13 or 15 or 16?
25.
Now we all okay.
Oh, look, we don't
somebody
know.
Somebody look this shit up. Now we on it. Now we learning together, y'all.
Right.
We don't fucking know. So help us. Put it in the fucking comments.
Yeah, whole time.
Yeah, from February 6, 1952 to September.
52? Yikes. 1952 to 20. So, okay. She came into it in her 20s. Slavery was still happening.
Absolutely. Damn.
For sure. 70 years ago, slavery was for sure happening.
Oh, thriving and well.
Slavery is happening today.
That's what, man, I'm saying. It was happening. And it still is. So, the ability to buy a person, would you do it?
To buy a person?
Would you buy someone? You've bought everything else on Uber. But, like, say if... That's what I'm saying. If, like, DoorDash allowed you to, like... You know what I mean? Hey.
This person for the month. This is your subscription.
This is your subscription person.
I don't know.
I mean, because technically, it's slavery, but so is not Postmates. What's the other shit where people TaskRabbit?
What is it?
People do your jobs for you.
People just come over and, like, do shit in your house for you.
Oh, really?
Girl, yeah, you can TaskRabbit somebody to be like, okay, so I get this new chair in, and I'm like, I don't feel like putting that shit together. No, and I know how to put the shit together, but I just don't feel like it. Pay somebody $30, they come put your chair together.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Shit, why didn't I learn about this when I had the house?
We also can be TaskRabbit.
I was about to say, you yourself can sign up to TaskRabbit and do anything from watch somebody key it. Right, you can volunteer for slavery every day. You know?
Wow.
I mean, because it's not that slaves didn't get paid, because that's another thing that they... That was a lie. No, I'm saying...
Wait, what? Hold on, sis.
No.
You just keep pulling shit out
thing.
Your head.
Slaves got paid for their work.
How?
It wasn't a
By
lot.
Getting
it wasn't
beat?
A lot. It wasn't a lot. Now, I'm not saying slaves got, like, what we get paid an hour, but they technically... That was the whole thing. That was the reason why slavery still exists today in modern terms of jobs.
Oh.
This shit started at some point. They were like, what is the lowest amount I could pay somebody to do all of this work for me?
Zero.
Okay. All right.
Some.
Okay.
But then they would include giving you a place to stay as paying you.
What are you talking about? I don't feel like any of this is historically accurate, guys. I feel like we should be Googling something.
Anywho.
Oh, Oh shit. Hey y'all, we hella controversial tonight.
That's I love it because if you start off with slavery and porn, how else can you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What else could you,
if you can't go to Bella Noche's, where else can you fucking go?
Oh shit.
So yeah, we're not trying to be slaves anymore. So stop it, y'all.
Yeah.
Stop trying to buy people.
But how do you work though? Small enough to
money. Thank you.
But that was the exception, not the rule.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I know, because some white people argued that one time, and I was like, oh.
Wow.
I felt offended, and then I was like, well, yeah, they couldn't have did it this long without saying, like, we paid somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing runs that long in America without somebody. Nah. You know that. Come on, bruh.
Themselves just to get it out there, like, we do pay them.
I was on TikTok and I saw this girl, this random black girl on TikTok finds this money from the 1800s, right? Finds these promissory notes, which is cash,
right?
You know what I mean? So all of them had different things on it, and some of them had slaves on the money. So Harriet Tubman trying to get a tub dub is complete, like, the fact that they ain't made those is just, it's never gonna happen. So, because slaves were on the money in the 1800s.
Really?
1830s and the 1850s had slaves on the promissory notes.
Oh, is that only because that we were the wealth? We are the fucking currency.
I mean, we didn't trade it everything but white people at this point.
That's because they're not...
I'm not gonna say that.
I stopped myself.
I'm not gonna say that because they made the coins. They made the coins. That comes of value to say, hey, I'm gonna make some money. That's what I'm gonna do. Out of all the things that anybody could have came up with a long ass time ago, y'all was mining fucking mountains forever to find some golden diamonds to trade it to somebody else who's gonna give y'all sugar. And rosemary, just random ass spices y'all was buying and saying that those was worth stuff. And then somebody said, fuck all of that, I ain't finna do none of that at all. Finna cut down these trees though.
Oh my god,
finna cut down these goddamn trees. I'ma use some of that ink from them goddamn flowers y'all was selling us and shit, and we gonna make some ink, and we just gonna money it up. Now, I'ma tell y'all,
I get it. Fuck it, since we here, I'm just gonna say it anyway. So currency is the issue, and it's always been the issue, right? So if it's always been the issue, why?
Okay? Why?
Yeah.
Why do we want stuff?
Who made the currency? Because we are the ones lacking from all of it. So when we start like slave trade or do anything like the bartering system, let's just take it back to the bartering system. Okay. We have two things that we need to get from each other, so we're just going to trade them. Now what if you're a person and you ain't got shit to trade?
Then you offer a service. You offer to do something for someone.
Yeah, like to make money, because I ain't got no damn skill, so I'm just gonna make some money. Okay, that's all I had to say. I'm gonna leave it right there because I like interpretations better than directness. I'm just saying.
I mean, hey, diamonds was in Africa, and then what happens once you start like telling people diamonds is in Africa?
Yeah,
somebody gonna come and take the fucking diamonds at some point. Don't nobody want to wait for you to sell it to them?
Yeah,
at some point, they just gonna take it.
Yeah, because you ain't got no fucking skill. Okay, sorry.
Or you got the skill to know to take.
Which again means that you ain't got no skill.
That's a skill.
And in order for you to conjure some shit from somebody else, yes, I understand.
Strategize.
It takes high intellect in order for you to see how to maneuver.
That's what I'm saying. To be a manipulative person, you kind of got to be smart. Because you got to think of all the outcomes.
You do. It ain't many of them.
Everybody in the situation of pinky and the brain, everybody ain't the brain. I get it. A lot of people is pinky. I get it. I get it. Okay. Oh, so shit. Skills, right? Mm-hmm. So what determines your idea of success? Because we blame and place a lot of the value in being successful as something that we don't truly believe in. We place a lot of value in things that ain't real, only matter to maybe potentially our parents or where we came from.
Right.
It don't matter to us. It don't even matter to society, but it's just a tradition that's been upheld, but you don't know why.
That's true.
So
success for me is just ultimate happiness. Whatever that is, whatever it takes me in order to get to that place, that's how I know that I'm successful. Because if I have a, excuse me, y'all, if I have a level of contentment, I know that I will be able to reach whatever it is that I strive for.
Okay. So if success is happiness to you, then what is happiness?
What is happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is less stress. Yeah, being relieved of stress. That's to me, that's happiness. Happiness is being relieved of stress.
Okay.
And I don't see happiness as a moment in time. Okay. I feel like that can be a staple. Because people seek happiness after something. Why can't that just be the goal from the beginning?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to dive a little deeper then.
Okay.
Okay. So success, right? What does that look to you as success for your kids then?
Oh, hell, whatever it is that puts a smile on their face.
Okay. Okay.
So if you want to be a advocate criminal, go ahead. If you want to be a social worker, a circus performer, you know what I'm saying, sell peanuts on the freeway, whatever the fuck it is that you feel content in, I'm just going to support you because that's how you fucking feel.
Okay. So what about, right, you want your kids to be successful and they choose not to finish the stuff that you feel is the bare minimum. So like
high school?
Like high school.
Man, fuck high school. Don't get me started on that.
That's why
Man, fuck high school. Because high school ain't nothing but a way for you to learn how to operate in a penitentiary system. They tell you when the fuck to eat. They tell you what classes to go to. You put your stuff here. You can't say this. You can't wear that. And if you talk to me this way, you go to detention. Which ain't shit but the hole. So fuck high school.
Damn, sending you to the hole, bro.
I'm just saying.
Damn.
They call it higher education institutions. Man, fuck y'all system. Fuck y'all system.
But don't we need things? Look at that. I don't remember anything about British fucking history.
Oh, I don't either, because I remember telling my history teacher, I don't give a fuck about this shit because everybody in this book who look like me is picking cotton. You mean to tell me everybody was picking cotton? You got me fucked up. It's too many talented black men and women that I know, and I know good for damn well, they wasn't picking the cotton. They was the motherfuckers making the machines too.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so don't do me. Don't do me.
Beyond, like, if we believe that black people, even in our smarts, only had smarts when it came to something that a white person did to them, is the wildest shit.
Right.
Again, we do know, right, that niggas had slaves. Okay, we know this.
Yeah.
We know this in Africa.
Y'all niggas got slaves right fucking
but
now.
But Africa was a big motherfucking place. So big, in fact, that there's no way that y'all could have known everything that was happening. So big, in fact, that there's no way that y'all could have reached all the places.
Exactly.
To even get the information out in the beginning. Like, there's no way.
Right.
So now that we have all this information, all I want to see for anybody else who is so much younger than me that cannot make the decision of saying, no, fuck school. I just ask that you ask questions. always. Stay learning.
Yeah.
Because the idea of school should not be for them to just teach you how to come in on time, how to do your work next to other people.
Yeah.
How to compete with your classmate, and then how to be socialized so that you're not a weirdo. Like,
right.
It's more than that. Ask the questions so that you can get more answers and more books for the next generation.
Yeah.
Because they need the information. We didn't get everything. We got Oregon Trail. Okay.
Oh, I hated that shit.
We didn't get everything, but we got 0110000111100110110. We didn't get the shit that y'all got now. We didn't get Google, but we did have Ask Jeeves.
Who? Oh my God! Hold on. We didn't get to do those things.
Oh, you know,
the things that we had to do on Wednesdays is take those multiplication quizzes. The fastest. How many of these can you answer in a minute?
Yikes!
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I mean, that's cool, but best math people I know is drug dealers. So
that, again, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't learn math for real until I got into high school and I made friends with the drug dealers.
I didn't learn math until I got into high school because I stopped cheating off my friend Stephanie Haddle's test because I was like, I need this for? Okay, I know. Yeah.
We need math, but just
I don't need long division, my nigga. No, I do not need long division. I'm not in construction. I'm not building shit.
I mean that.
Okay, you do, but no, I hire people like you. You are my slave.
I don't know ounces either, which is why I would hire somebody who know how to mix shit.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to put no color in your hair, ma'am. I'ma say, who did the bottle come pre-mixed? No?
Oh, well, I can't help you. Oh, it's okay. It don't matter. Most colorists anyway don't know how it's going to turn out until after the shit. They just don't tell you that shit.
And that's a whole nother thing, but I'ma need you bitches to know chemistry just a little bit. I'm going to need you to know what a base is and what an acid is. I'm going to need you to know basics. Okay?
Girl, bad. They tell you to come with your hair already shampooed and blow dried to these motherfuckers. Now, you think they go, girl.
Girl, why? Okay. Side note. Why did I watch this young lady on the internet? Okay. I've been seeing a lot of this lately. And I mean, I'll get into my theory as to why everything is happening in this way later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on this pod, but Just for general circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this young lady is inside of her home. She is doing hair for this client. I don't know what happens, right? Because this is all shown from her, like, cameras, her security cameras.
Oh, shit.
Right? So, you see, like, out of the corner of the door, whatever, you see this girl come running in. And I'm guessing she's trying to go out the front door. But then the girl comes in after her, runs after her, tries to tackle this bitch before she gets to the front door. Now they tussling. All you hear is, no, I'm trying to go. No, bitch, you got me fucked up. Tussle. Comes out of the camera view, and then the girl runs to the back again. Then you hear the girl screaming, give me my phone back. So the conclusion is, right, in the comments, they tell you what's going on.
Oh, always.
So what happens is the hairstylist, this is her cameras, her house.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was trying to leave without paying for her hair because she didn't like
the way
her
it
hair, right? Uh-huh. So old girl says, well, I don't give a fuck if you like your hair or not. I still did all of the work. Right. I still put all my products in your head, blah, blah, blah. I take the whole sew in out and you can go. Right.
Oh, so the bitch didn't want to get her sew in. She
didn't want to have her cut that shit out. And at that point, then the girl whose house it is and whose business it is takes her phone when a girl tries to leave. Like, they tussle, but in the tussle, she takes her phone. So now she's like, well, you can't leave without your phone. However, here's a problem, right? Phones are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So much so that if you call the police and tell them that you've taken her phone and she won't give you money for the service that you've rendered, then you can go to jail for stealing her phone because it is worth that much money. So now both of y'all going to fucking jail.
Oh, my God.
I'll go.
it's so many things. Like, as a person who does services for people, there's an anger, right? Mm-hmm. That you can reach a threshold, if you will.
Yeah.
Where you finish doing a job for someone and then they no longer see the value in the work. And so then they start acting crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And they push you to a limit to where you want to beat their ass.
Yeah.
But what you cannot do is beat your client's ass.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do is what any other major corporation would do and count it as a loss. And you're supposed to let them leave. It's what you're supposed to do. I don't know if y'all doing that. I'm going to tell y'all, I don't know if y'all doing that because I'm seeing a lot of y'all not doing that. I'm seeing a lot of y'all go to jail for stupid shit.
Yeah.
And guess what? You ain't getting no paid clients in jail. You not.
So you saying conduct yourself?
I'm saying count that shit as a fucking loss because you got another fucking client. If you as good as you supposed to be, it's somebody else who's trying to come to you. You can't even get that money if you in jail.
I mean, that's true.
Where's your kids?
I mean, I get that, but she had to pay her phone bill that day.
Guess what? I know y'all don't like to hear it. Just because you right, don't make you right if you keep being wrong. Now you in the wrong. At that point, now you in the wrong. So all those other discretions before you, all the shit that got you to where now you mad, the moment that you now turn that into and turn, you know what I mean, put your ego in it, now you wrong. Your right don't matter no more. Shit done. Now both of you locked up. This is stupid. And I know both of y'all got kids. I can tell because she had a lot of crystal in her house. And I know bitches love crystal when they got like a son that's their like favorite. That's
really?
Like mirror tables. It's just, it's a type of girl.
Ew, I turned into her. That wasn't by me. That wasn't my design.
Not quite.
Okay, cool.
I ain't never picked you up from no jail.
No, you won't.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're not that girl.
Okay,
that girl is definitely in jail a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's in jail a lot because somebody always tried her. It don't matter who or where. Don't be that girl. But, you know, be successful.
Yeah. And just let people walk out when they don't want to pay you. I trip them, at least.
I mean, whatever. You can get your lick back. But at the end of the day, are you really getting your lick back? Are you?
I mean, it make you feel good in that moment. But afterwards, you'd be like, damn, I really could have just chilled out.
You really could have? Because who the fuck are they?
Yeah. That, yeah.
However, I did see another lady, though. It's been a lot of y'all tripping. It's been a lot of y'all tripping about shit that y'all feel like y'all supposed to have. And y'all been cutting up, right? So.
Like what?
This one old lady was on the internet, right? She had a party over the holiday weekend and somebody stole her ribs. She said it was 7 slabs of ribs that she paid $26 for each. And somebody walked out of her house at the barbecue event that they had at their house with that pan of ribs. She got on Facebook. She told everybody they was dirty bitches. And she knows that y'all ain't gonna have no good coming to you. She ain't cooking no more for no more celebration.
How y'all gonna take the whole pan though? Y'all niggas is creamy as fuck.
That's so petty. It's so petty. How do you come to somebody else's party and then upon leaving take a pan of the ribs?
And you know, them niggas ain't bring shit with them. They came empty handed like a motherfucker.
Y'all know what a pop nigga is who comes to the barbecue? It's that. Yes. It's not even, the person didn't even bring pop, right? They brought ice.
No. They brought the plasticware.
Yo.
And the shit started 3 hours before. Oh, I thought y'all might have needed this.
Yeah. Well, they told me to bring some. I was on my way, but then I had to go get.
Go home, Roger.
We already sent little boy over to the stove.
Little boy.
Little boy. Because, you know, don't nobody like auntie or grandma know the kids' names in the family. So they be like, I sent the little boy over to the little corner store to go get us some since you ain't come on time.
Yeah. Because it be happening.
It be like that. I don't make the rules.
Half the time, I don't follow them either.
I mean, I'm kind of a rule follower.
Nah, not me.
But then, like, every now and then.
We have a disagreeer.
I am a rule follower. Did I make the rule up today?
Oh, hell no.
There we go. I follow it. I may not let anybody else know what the rule was. It was just for me. Oh, I'm not holding you to my rule.
For some reason, I don't really quite believe the whole thing, but I'm going to take it because you're giving it to me. I'm going to take it.
I like you.
I like you from the back.
Sorry. That too. It's one of my faves. It's my jam.
Yeah.
Okay, so. What? This is one of my jams. So speaking of jams, jamming on the one. We've been watching Rap Shit.
Yes.
Did you finish it?
Did we watch the last episode?
Did you watch the end?
Was that the last episode?
Wow.
Damn, did I fall asleep?
Golly.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Look, man, you know, look, okay.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's do a breakdown.
Please, let's.
Yikes.
Let's.
No, we were supposed to talk about it. So, how do you like Rap Shit? Who's your favorite?
I love it.
Is it Chaz? Is it Mia?
Is it Shauna? Do I have to pick one?
No, you don't. You don't.
Because I can't.
Just tell me what you like about it.
I feel like they was like a really good balance. Like, I felt like Mia gave, like, she gave, look, I'm bad with names. Isn't that terrible? Sorry, I'm clogging
it's
the head.
It's okay. What you talking about?
Wait, who the other rapper chick, what her name was? It was Mia and
Shauna.
Shauna, right. Mm-hmm. I feel like Mia gave Shauna some balance. Like, she was, like, too stuffy. She was like, girl, loosen the fuck up.
Shauna was
she remind me of like one of those people you know she cute under her clothes, but she always got on the clothes that she got on.
Yikes.
And especially when she had went out that night, I'm like, the fuck is going on? Come on, baby girl.
Every outfit told me she was not comfortable in her body.
Yeah.
And she too thick for that. Okay.
I'm trying to told you.
What happens when you thick? Okay. The issues is you could either, right? You can either look really, really unkempt because your clothes don't fit right.
Yeah.
Or you can look like real, real, like matronly. Like now you 20 years older than who you are.
Right.
Because you wearing all the stuff that they told you that plus size girls are supposed to wear, but it's not even plus. They put you in the Mrs. category.
Ooh.
And you like,
ew.
I don't want to be a Mrs. I'm not my mama. And they'll tell you that they like, well, bitch, ain't you too old to be in juniors? And it's like, but do those clothes fit right? And if you're not in there, if you ain't misses, they not going to fit you right. You're going to look immediately business casual. And I don't understand why you out at the club.
But she had on stockings.
Yeah, in 2022.
I didn't understand it.
I was like.
I think that was the only angle of the show I didn't understand is how they dressed her.
It was like, the stockings and not the off-the-shoulder ruchedness, because she had a lot of, every outfit was a little bit of a mishap.
It was terrible.
I didn't like any of them. She put it off the shoulder and they was like, yes, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they kind of need each other. Yeah. I like the way that their characters were, especially knowing City Girls' actual story and knowing that those girls are executive producers for this show.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, that's dope.
So if you know the City Girls' story, you know that motherfucking Young Miami. She was doing hair. She was on the internet talking her shit, popping her shit, be shit. You know what I mean? Period. She was doing all that shit. And JT was the more reserved. Like, I got bars. But,
you know.
But also scammer chick. Because how the fuck are you supposed to make any of this shit look real if you ain't got no money?
Right.
If you ain't got no money, guess what? I understand all of the, it's good when you sound gritty as a rapper. Yeah, I get that. But after that grit, you need some polish, because that's the only way the rest of the world is going to want to hear that shit. Yeah. They ain't going to want to hear your feedback in that microphone. They ain't going to want to hear your fucking reverb being off. They ain't going to want to hear you being off beat for too long. You're going to need a better engineer. You're going to need better production than Casio beats. You're going to need a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I appreciated how they showed Shauna being like, I'm about to rap. I'm about to... Sugar.
She killed me with the wig, though. The wig and the mask.
It was the mask for me. I didn't even care about the wig. I was like...
I didn't care about the wig either. I was just wondering why the combination of the two together...
Mask. It was... I was like, y'all ever seen... what was that? The Sting?
Wrestling. Wow.
That is the Sting mask.
Wow. It was a little bit of Sting mask going on. Huh. Rey Mysterio, if you will. It was a lot happening.
Yeah.
It was a lot happening. And I thought it would have been cool if she was going to wrestle. But she wasn't.
But she didn't.
She did not wrestle.
The only thing she wrestled was for that performance after the performance that she decided to do on her fucking own. I said, we were doing so well. What is happening?
Ego, bruh.
Oh, my
that
God.
That bitch looked around the crowd.
She was feeling it.
Amped herself on up to do a freestyle.
And they was like,
why was you out of breath, though, honey? Don't nobody want to hear no out of breath freestyle ever. That's my first thing. You sounded tired.
Literally.
Y'all had another fast song to do. How was you going to seduce and scheme and you out of breath?
But why did you think that they were going to let you stay on the stage after that?
Because she don't know how that shit works. She was too busy feeling herself and looking at the people in the crowd like a told Toby Nguyen's fucking manager nigga. Okay, before they even got up on the stage, here was the part that I didn't like.
Okay.
She had to make it known that she was the person behind the bars. When you are a fucking group.
Yeah.
He asked you to explain your group.
Right.
He didn't ask what y'all are doing, like,
individually.
Actually.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck how you come up with your creative process. I asked, hey, what's your group about? Which you could have just said, we two bad bitches who seduce and scheme you niggas out of whatever the fuck. Like, you could have kept it simple. Keep it simple and sweet. Stick to the fucking code. Stop going off script.
Yep.
She went off script. And when he was like, oh, you got some bars? Well, I'm trying to hear you. That already, you create division.
Yeah, man.
We don't like that.
Nope.
We don't like that. So that was my issue. I saw that shit was already. But she was already on one that whole day after she had talked to old dude and he had told her she wasn't shit and all of us. And then old dude wasn't answering her phone calls, which again, you know, when you deal with nigga shit in your life, you would have known that nigga was locked up. But okay. When that nigga didn't answer the phone, I was like, he's not. Did you forget what he did? What are you talking about? Why is he not answering? Why is he not at the show? Bitch, you had him running shit for you all day. He's probably locked up. Goofy, you next. But again, if y'all know the story of the City Girls, JT made it out.
Why don't I remember the last episode?
It's important. I'm not going to spoil it for y'all because she don't remember it.
That's ridiculous,
but
I'm going
to just tell you, if you know what happened with the actual City Girls, okay, you will know. JT, scammer, okay? JT went to the fuck jail as the City Girls got popping.
She did. I think I did see a small interview about that.
Thanks to Drake, I I show her how the network. Fucking Netflix and chill. What's your net worth? When he did all that Kiki, Do You Love Me? And made the City Girls a part of the fucking song. As y'all know, Drake does. And he motherfucking like, he catapults artists. That's the whole thing. His cosign does a lot for people. If he puts you on a song, it means this is a person to watch. He's done it for them. He's done it for everybody. Everybody who, as he's been Drake, anybody who he puts on a song that y'all don't know is a reason that y'all will now know them. It's purposeful for him to do so. So when he did that for City Girls, the issue was JT was still
in the jail.
Okay. And so they talk about it on Carisha Please, but she was like, okay, I thought the group was going to be over. Because I'm in jail and now I'm seeing and I'm hearing that Carisha is still doing features, but she didn't know that the features, they didn't say Carisha or they didn't say Young Miami, said City Girls. So it even was allowing her the space to come out and still be a part of the group.
Right.
So it was still that it was like, yeah. So if you watch Rap Shit, okay, and if Mia is portraying Young Miami, and Shauna is playing JT, who gotta go to jail? All right.
Just glad making we can sure. Wrap that up.
All right. shit. People gotta go to jail. Okay. So that's what y'all will see as far as like next season. It's my prediction. Okay. Because they're gonna give her a second season.
Yeah, because that shit was.
It's an Issa Rae show. Which one of Issa? No, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, I need a day. I need a day for Issa.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yeah. I gave a whole moment to Alicia Keys. I have to. No, Alicia was actually a really, really great show. And that's what it was like. Oh, okay. Maybe it got better. It did. As she got high. It was great. It was great.
I said,
She started doing shout outs. They called Swizz. He was on FaceTime. She like, what's that bitch was lit. It was great.
That's what's up.
It was great. It made me like her again because I stopped. So
damn. I never stopped.
I had stopped a little bit. I didn't want to see her. I didn't want to hear her. She was off keys for a second. I was like, shit. You stop working. And singers, y'all know, because I be off key. And when I'm off key, that means A, I am not doing the right things. I'm not breathing. Not drinking the right stuff. And, you know.
Yep.
It's a thing. So, She by Sheree fans, the end of Real Housewives of Atlanta has come.
Like.
Forever? No, motherfucker, we just watched the end. I just had to see the season finale. For the past 14 years, Sheree Whitfield, right, has been the talk of the town with She by Sheree clothing line that had never come out, okay? It started, she had a clothing line when she had first started being a Real Housewife, okay?
Now that I remember.
Yeah. But the issue is the clothing line never came out 14 years ago, and she became the joke of Real Housewives of Atlanta for She by Sheree being the fashion show with no fashions.
How dreadful.
Yeah. And so now she is back as a Real Housewife. So that's great. Okay. She looks great. Okay. But Candy, being the serial entrepreneur that she is, comes to her and goes, hey, what's happening with She by Sheree? That is literally the only thing that people talk about from this show that you have not been able to profit off of. So she's like, so how and why have you not at least put out a t-shirt or something?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like something you could have. This is the only thing that's never come out that people still talk about.
Right.
That you can make money off of it if you just applied yourself. Like, what the fuck is the issue? I'll help you. Kenya Moore. She's like, hey, I've produced movies. I've been an actress. I'm doing this hair care line. All of these things. I have connections with manufacturers, whatever you need.
Right. So what's the deal?
What's the deal, right? What's tea? So here's the issue that we see happening, right? So because she gets a pep in her step from being on this show that, you know, they only film for like, what, 4 months out of the year? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You wait until you get on this show to even think about a line, and then you now have 4 months to put said line together because you want it to be televised that you're doing a fashion show. Dear entrepreneurs, stop planning your motherfucking open date when you first birth your idea of a business. Stop planning the grand opening day from the beginning of your business. From the beginning part, you're supposed to be finding the stuff for your business, because that's the whole point. It's not for finding an opening day or a launch day or none of that shit that people want to celebrate so fucking soon.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. Think about it. Okay. Assess. Reassess. And then reassess a fucking again, because it's a business that you want to last after the 4 months is up. But so many people get on this fucking show and they be like, ooh, I got a spotlight on me. Cool. But didn't you have that spotlight on you these past 14 years?
Ooh.
Did we not know who you were for 14 fucking years?
Ooh.
That's my thing of what Candy was saying.
Yeah.
Bitch, you
stop
didn't
being afraid.
The fuck are you doing?
What are you fearful of?
What are you doing?
Don't be afraid.
Because otherwise, then just say you don't want to do the shit. Yeah. But don't keep talking about what was or what you wanted to do or whatever happened all these years ago that never picked up. So She by Sheree comes out. Thank God. It's out, y'all.
Yes.
It's out. The website is up. Look at God. The issue is the Twitter girls then found her. And they then also found the manufacturer of said clothing. And they saying that She by Sheree is Shein by Sheree. And I am dying laughing, y'all. Because that's some bullshit. Y'all need to stop tearing down these people after they didn't do all this for you.
Damn.
She done did this whole shit for you. The whole she shit. And now y'all like, good, now that it's out. Ooh, wait a second. I could have bought that jogging suit for $18, She by Sheree. And no, the fuck you couldn't have, okay? You couldn't have bought that particular jogging suit because that jogging suit has a patch on it, okay? And that patch cost that lady a lot of money to get sewn on there.
You ain't shit.
Woo! Anybody who has ever made clothing, y'all understand, okay? Hey, to get samples is not
easy.
The easiest shit. But yeah. On top of that, for you to scale and for you to do all of these things on TV in 4 months, and you don't want to spend no money, girl.
Yeah. Y'all asking for a lot.
You is. That's not how shit works. So, again, dear entrepreneurs, stop thinking shit is sweet. If you have an idea that is awesome, that's great. Nobody can have that dream but you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If you have a product or a service that you know that somebody else needs, right? And that nobody else can provide it the way that you can, right? Hone in on that shit. But please do not tell us your fucking release, launch, start, opening date. I don't want to give none of that shit no room. For none of that.
To fail, okay?
None of that. Just stop.
Stop the celebration.
Stop the celebration and do the fucking work.
Ooh. I had somebody say that to me
God
one day.
Damn.
What the fuck is the point of me going out every weekend? What am I celebrating?
What is the point?
What am I celebrating?
Like, now we just celebrating instead of being depressed. And all of that still look like depression.
Yeah, because you still spending money. So by the time you sit your ass back down, you're like, damn, I ain't got no money.
I'm going to be so sad. Let me go spend some money to make me happy again. What?
That makes sense.
Sit your podcast down. Do the work. Okay? That's all I got. Do the fucking work.
Do the work.
Okay. So about some work. What are you doing this week?
Oh.
What work are you doing?
I don't know.
Yourself. Oh. What you doing?
For myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What you working on?
That was a specific question.
I know, right?
Really, just to get this eaten right.
Okay.
Yeah, working on eating, you know. Huh? What you say? Oh yeah, we doing bay room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Design project coming up.
Because I didn't know that was this week. Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna do before and afters. Make sure you take, you know, do the contents.
Yes, absolutely. Got a video the whole thing.
Okay.
So excited. I didn't even know. Okay, okay. So room. Okay. Eating room and
eating room.
Yeah, eating room.
And
yeah.
For your business.
You know what? It's funny that you bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
I am on the ooh, excuse me. I'm so sorry, guys.
Jeez.
I am on
I'm sorry, guys.
Cheese.
Milk.
Right. Dairy. I don't know. Like I don't know what I want to do with the business. I'm not sure if the business should keep going or if I should just
she
like, you know.
She don't know. And every time she tell me she don't know, I be like, fuck that shit.
Listen to this. And it's crazy because the minute I said this, because me and Babe was talking about this earlier, the one client I had today, okay, she always does this. And I didn't even realize it was her. Talking to him about closing it, and then she comes in with a bag full of polishes every single time. Three boxes full of polishes and some files. Said, okay, this is the universe testing me each and every time. Like, hey, you said you want to do it. Do you really want to do it? Yeah, so I'm on the cusp.
So again,
know.
She don't know. Okay,
don't know.
We'll come back to her.
Yeah.
Let's tell you the you? Things that I'm working on this week.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, as always, working on keeping my back together.
Please.
Okay. Always doing. Oh, well, now that I have my TENS machine, shouts out to TENS machines across the universe. Okay. It'll electrocute your shit on together. Like, it'll be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then you can choose the type of massages. It'll be like chops, or you can do like pokes, or you can do like rolls, all types of stuff.
So I take this Tim's thing as a massager.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he got like electro pads that you gotta like, you can buy like replacements to them. You can stick them different places. And mine got two different like modes and stuff. So like you can do, you can do two at a time, right? So like say I want two right here and I want those to do like bow, 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 bows, right?
Uh-huh.
Then I can put two like on my calves or whatever, and the nose can do rolls.
rolls
at the same time. It's great.
I like that.
And you can like switch it and you can change the intensity of it. It's awesome. It's awesome. They should have never gave me that shit ever.
No, I'm glad
ever,
you got it too.
Ever. I paid for it. Now mind you, I'm still trying to find a cord to charge my other massage gun, the one that's like big one,
mm-hmm.
And it'd be like pow, 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 pow. But then I also need new attachments to those because I think I broke the other ones. Neither here nor there. As far as the business, I'm working on not killing my clients.
Hey, that works.
That deserves a round of applause.
It does.
Let me tell you why. Because all of y'all know when y'all call me, like I'm changing my number on you hoes. First off, don't call me on no bullshit. And that's I need to put that in like a policy, like on my website.
You should.
Don't call me on no bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I will block you. Just say that. Because people call me and they'll be like, hey, so I just wanted to get your idea on something, right? And if you give them an inch.
Oh yeah.
Of like saying something that they needed an idea on,
uh-huh.
Right? It's not a real thing. Like
no.
It's like I was thinking about, you know, opening this business, but then how do you feel about like dark pink walls? Do you think that's going to make people run? First off, what business did you start? Like what business did you start? Do you have a building already? No. Then why are we talking about? Don't call me on no bullshit. So I've also recognized that I don't like doing salons. Okay.
Oh.
Because salon owners don't like
anything
to do anything unless their name
is on it.
Like they conceptualized it. And I'm like, hey guys, hey real quick. putting together something that looks good as far as like branding your space, right? Like I'm seeing something as it isn't yet. Okay, I'm making your space from scratch.
Right.
So I don't need you to come to me immediately saying, hey, I don't know what to do with my space. I have no idea at all. Oh my God, I'm so not good at this. This is why I'm calling you, blah, 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 blah. And I tell you what to do. And then you be like, how much is it? No, I think I can do it. I think I can do it. Because you know what happens? 2 months later, I get a phone call saying, hey, I tried to do it and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Hey, can you give me that quote back that you gave me 2 months ago for the stuff? I'm gonna tell you.
Today's price ain't yesterday's price.
It's not, because those chairs that you wanted 2 months ago, those don't exist anymore. Yeah. Do people think about that? No.
No.
Hey, that's that thing that you wanted 2 months ago. Well, when I saw it and I gave you that price, it's not that price anymore because that was on Prime Day. Perhaps I was getting it at a discount.
Right.
And I was giving you that friendly discount. No. Yep. Somebody said, hey, well, you know, I have contractors and stuff, and you know, all you're giving me is the design, so like what would I pay you for?
Oh no. Out loud?
Yeah.
No.
And I looked around, I said, wow, I don't know what you would pay me for. I you know what, I don't even know. And I left her. Okay. And I submitted my invoice.
Right, because my time is money. Hell yeah, time is the fuck.
Submitted my invoice, and I sent the design over, and I sent it with no exact prices on any of the individual items that were in the design. Because, I mean, what would you pay me for?
Right.
You wanted it to look like that, but do you know the actual items to get it? No, that's what they pay me for.
Right.
Okay, that's my value. So, though I'm not working on my value, I'm working on not accepting bullshit. Not this week.
I feel you.
It's not, I'm not a fan. However, I do want to shout out all of my clients who have paid their invoices on time. Thanks. Okay, keep it going.
We love you.
All right, keep it up. And we're going to release some new products next year. That's what we're doing. But as far as Ratchet Aunties, second season in, we are dropping merchandise as soon as the 53rd episode comes out. Because that'll be technically season two.
The 53rd.
The 53rd.
You know.
I think I like it like that.
I like it.
Yeah,
53rd.
So yeah, tune in until 53, because then we gonna do some new crazy shit.
Yeah,
and I don't fucking know. Hey, it's much else.
Let us know what y'all want to see. You know, is there some specific stuff? I mean, you know, we are taking what's the word I'm looking for?
Suggestions.
That part.
We leave the floor open.
Yeah.
You know, we allow you to have some say in what we be saying. Like somebody got on our post the other day. I made a friend.
Oh, did you? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Sorry, y'all, because I had lost my phone.
It's okay. See, I got you. It's all right.
Cool.
So this person hops in our comments or something and was like, yeah, so they had a podcast. They was like, yeah, off the subject or whatever y'all talking about, blah blah blah, how do y'all feel about the pod track? And was talking about our system that we use to record on. And I was just like, first off, don't come in our fucking comments asking about shit that ain't got to do with the fucking topic that we talk.
Period.
Okay. Next time you come into our fucking comments, you better be commenting on the shit that we talking about.
That's all I'm saying.
And they laughed and was like, yo, I appreciate that, and followed and liked a bunch of other stuff. And it's another podcast. I don't fucking know y'all name right now, but I'll come back to it.
Okay, cool. Ooh, hey y'all, hey.
Hey y'all, hey. made another friend when we bought another microphone for our guest. And that girl, you know, followed us immediately. Was like, hey, what do you do? And so, shout out to y'all for listening in the first place.
Absolutely. We couldn't be here without y'all. I mean, we could.
We're definitely going to be here without y'all. But either way. The fuck?
Hey, I be trying to embrace y'all. She be like, tough love.
The fuck?
Lord.
You know.
Embrace her.
Different parenting styles.
Oh, I can see. Okay. 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 I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
Okay. So, yeah, the fuck? Yeah. We need you, but we like you.
Yeah, a lot.
We like you a lot.
But we'll like you even more if you contribute
to the mother.
Tatas for TT's fund. Okay,
God
y'all?
Damn it.
It's a little dry.
I mean,
it's a little dry.
It is. We trying to. Why? Oh, why is it?
Why is it dry?
Oh.
Okay, I'm done.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, we would like to get into triple digits.
You know, it would be nice.
It would be nice to get into, you know, the sextuplet digits, yeah. If you would.
Yeah.
I will take all cash, promissory notes, checks,
yeah.
Checks with a Q, U, and E,
oh.
Bags, shoes,
yeah,
little dresses, specifically,
right,
little dresses. Everything that's on our Amazon wish list, click the link in our Instagram bio. We still have things there.
Yeah.
We do accept them, and they do come to our address. Do not fucking play, though. If you show up at any of the addresses that are provided, guess what? Foo fops, okay?
You don't want none.
You're not going to be greeted with love.
No. Not there. Not there.
Not at those places. No. But we will accept your gifts. We do take those.
Yes. No, I ain't gonna say that.
Oh no.
Nope.
Wait, was you gonna say dick pics?
I was gonna say no, we don't want none of those.
Oh. I was about to say.
No, I don't want that. No. We'd rather
now
not.
Now I want spit vids.
Ew. Oh, spit vids. Okay, guys, drop your spit vids, you know, down below.
If I open that my DMs hilarious. And see a spit vid, I'ma cry laughing. Please know that.
Yeah.
Please know that. I'm done with y'all.
Absolutely.
I'm done with you.
I mean, but you asked for it.
Did I? You just need yikes. You gotta be careful. These are jokes, people. Fuck.
No, well.
I don't know.
Are they?
Only a little. Okay. We will, let me see. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And we have more shit to talk about. Like, what the fuck is going on with trees just randomly breaking off and killing people? What the universe is. Conspiracy theory bays coming to you next week.
Oh.
We got a couple things that I want to break down. Okay? Mm. And by break down, I mean ask a lot of silly questions about.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Look, I'm so speechless. I'm like... What the,
yeah.
The trees is killing people?
They are.
What the fuck? I thought they was giving life. Oh, well, to get more of that.
On the next.
It's the weird white monkey thing. You know, to get the, yeah, yeah. All right, y'all.
Okay. Sorry.
We get caught.
I'm sorry. That really brought a tear to my eye. Okay. So we're out of here. Okay. Be good to each other. Keep fuck niggas out your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, drink water. Mind your business.
Yeah. Don't dush.
Keep random items out of your pussy.
Oh, yeah. And careful with anal play, too, guys.
Yeah. Hemorrhoids are possible.
Yeah.
Lube up.
Every time, okay?
All pussies are not push start. How many other things of advice can I give before we go?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. What? No, we got to start next week with that one. Push to start pussies.
That's all I got. Seriously. Yeah. All right. Bye, y'all.
Stay ratchet.
What was the girl that said? Stephanie Hall.
We try no strings attached.
It only brought me closer to you. Met some girls in my past, but none of them could hold up to you. My mama ain't raised me to be shaky. Ain't giving you up, I give it daily. Just give me a sign, don't need to say it. Loving the vibe you give me, baby.
I give my love for your time.
Ain't nothing that's a fair exchange.
Covered in various lights, but you can't see me still.
I give my love for your time.
Ain't nothing that's a fair exchange.
Always seem to want you more. Oh, no, no.
We don't always see eye to eye, but we know when it's the perfect time.
We don't always see eye to eye,
perfect time.
Always see eye to eye,
but we know when it's the perfect time.
We don't always see eye to eye,
but we know when it's the perfect time.
Yeah, you messing with my state of mind. You always gonna stay the night. You never say the things I like, but you know we got some things alike. I'm just getting started. It's like you never wanted this. Loving you so tight. So look where you leave, look where you're leaving me. How come I'm missing you so frequently? I always said that I was done with you. If I'm away, I'll always come for you. Look where you leave, look where you're leaving me. How come I'm missing you so frequently?